We're just seconds away from a conversation with Joe Folletti of the Collection Experts. So, can a collection agency have a soul? Joe says, yes, that's a real possibility, and he's here to prove it. Joe Folletti with the Collection Experts and Business Acumen, coming up next here on the Business News Hour. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Tarot International. Personal training, business training, the ability to speak, listen, and sell all comes from those soft skills that are taught at Tarot International. Learn more at Tarot International. That's TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through. As always, I don't know what we would do if it weren't for you guys out there listening and really being interested in the business news, no matter where you are on the planet. We welcome you to the Business News Hour. Our guest is Joe Folletti, Collection Experts and Account Acumen. They're based in Naperville, Illinois. We're going to dig down into his business and find out what the heck is going on. Joe, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Mike. Honor and pleasure being here.
Yeah, say, listen to that voice, kids. He's going to take my job. I got it. Joe, Collection Experts, this tells me that you're in the business of going after accounts that may be in arrears.
Yeah, it, nuts and bolts of it, that's the bottom line. But, you know, I've... A little background about me. I've been in the collections industry for about 15 years.
Yeah.
And back when I first started, I really didn't know much about it, except for, you know, what general public has as far as preconceived notions. And that's, you know, we're the bad guys. When we call, you don't want to talk to us. But it became very apparent to me very quickly that that strategy was ineffective. And especially with economic constraints, no matter what industry you're working for or whatever business partner that you're servicing, having a little bit more of a customer-centric approach and strategy to managing accounts receivables tended to be a little bit more effective.
Well, tell me about that. What does that mean?
Well,
I mean, it sounds good.
Yeah.
So I'm reading into that that being a hard ass is not necessarily the way that business gets done. Would that be accurate?
That's a very accurate statement.
Okay.
And a quick story that I'll try to summarize that really kind of changed the overall direction of my professional career is we had a gentleman come and do a seminar for the agency that I was with, because I was a collector personally for about 8 years before I stepped into a leadership role.
Mm-hmm.
And my manager always said, you have to be the authoritative figure. You have to come down with the iron fist to make sure to get the results that you're looking for. But Manny Neuberger is his name, and he advocates for both sides of the collections industry, both for consumer protection rights and also the protection of the agencies who are effectively and honestly trying to help facilitate revenue back to the companies, because their core competencies are business. In this particular case, salvaging and trading of the parts and distribution and making sure that farm equipment can run.
Right.
But he said, try this. You know, when you get on the phone and you try to bulldoze the conversation, you're going to get two reactions. That's fight or flight. And neither of those can be effective, because you're ultimately going to alienate the other person on the line, can tend to tarnish brands, and make yourself look like an asshole. Forgive my language.
Right.
So he said, when you contact someone, rather than bulldozing that conversation, do this. Introduce yourself. Let them know you're calling about a personal and private business matter, and ask, is this a good time that we can talk? 99% of the time, they're going to say no, and they're going to end that conversation, politely ask if there's a better time to reach out, and give them that opportunity. Well, that simple premise kind of resonated with me, right? I thought about it, putting myself on the other end of the line.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that might be someone who would want to listen to me. That might be someone who I can talk to and resolve what could be an embarrassing situation, because, you know, I fell a little bit behind, you know, I'm paycheck to paycheck. Or they might be able to help me resolve a dispute that I have. So, with that being said, I implemented this the very next day on the phone. 2 days later, I had helped recover more money than 70% of the staff combined.
Hmm.
My managers were like, what the heck happened? So from there, we started developing strategies and expanding on that focus groups to really hone in on industry and making sure that we can become the best at what we do, particularly for the ag business, insurance, logistics, transportation, anything that we can get our hands on.
So the idea of customer service in the collections industry is relatively new?
Well, there's been a lot of folks out there talking about the customer experience for years.
Yeah.
And we implemented those types of strategies before the customer experience really became a buzzword in our in our center. I joined Collection Experts actually about a year and a half ago. It's been around since 2013, brought together by a core leadership group represented about 75 years of experience in telecommunications field ops, construction, financial operations for big telecom business. Me personally, I brought what we call the ARM industry experience, which is accounts receivable management. What we do is light touch, early stage collection work, whether it be in a first party situation or third party collections, and I'll help explain the difference. But we do it with a little bit more of a human touch, utilizing what we call top of the line technologies.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. There is a first person collections. I mean, Company A has a past due account, and they come to you, and they say, okay, you go collect. But there are individuals, companies, that buy up those debts. Is that accurate? And then you're working on behalf of them?
Well, as far as purchase debt is concerned, that is kind of an old, kind of traditional conception of it.
Okay.
And that's not necessarily the case. So first-party collections is where Company A engages us to act as an agent on their behalf.
Right.
So we're calling as the salvage yard.
ABC Carp.
Yeah. ABC, yeah. And we are effectively brand ambassadors is the best way I can possibly put it. We learn everything we know about that business, the customer base, the parts, the sections.
So you're their accounts receivable
yep.
at that point.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, so what that allows Company A to do is focus on what is important, and that's
sure.
running their business. You know, it's a challenge to get on the phone and, you know, a customer that you've made a good sale to then come back and say, hey, customer, well, we made a deal in good faith, and you've went past due on me. Not to say that's not effective because, you know, those long-standing relationships are what keeps the business world moving.
Absolutely.
But it gets to a point where it gets so overwhelming, burdensome, managing that process, the cost of ownership to have the folks in place to make the calls, the follow-up, so on and so forth. And that's where we come in. We have the opportunity, the ability, the technology, and the people that really do this every day. That's their job. They figure out how to contact, relate, communicate, and resolve outstanding issues. So we've got programs that stem anywhere from first day past due all the way to years past due, and we tailor custom programs to make sure that it fits our business partners' needs. And that's kind of a differentiator because I've worked and met a lot of different companies out there who do what we do that have their process, their box, and they want you to fit into
mm-hmm.
it. They dictate the price. They dictate the results. We don't do that. We would prefer to go in, assess, and make suggestions that we feel, in our experience, might be better overall than just saying, hey, I've got this handful of accounts that are past due, go collect them. Okay, here's the rate that we were going to charge. That doesn't work all the time because Company A, compared to Company C, compared to Company X, they do things differently
sure,
inside.
Everybody, yeah.
And we need to know that in order to figure out the best way to work for you.
And that's first person or first party collection.
That would be on the first party or third party side.
All right.
Third
yeah.
party side, just to give you the definition, yeah. is where we're contacting you as collection experts on behalf of Company A because it's gotten so past due that right now it's escalated to collections. From there, still preserving the customer experience, making sure that we're, you know, making the vested effort to not tarnish your brand.
Right. We're talking with Joe Folletti, ladies and gentlemen, with Collection Experts and also Account Acumen. Joe, what would some people be surprised about relative to your industry? What would surprise them? Would it be how much money you collect? The percentage that you get? What might surprise people about your industry?
Well, here's something that we are extremely proud of. In our industry, whether it being on the customer service side or the collection side, there's a lot of consumer protection rights, laws, regulations, out there, such as the FDCPA or the TCPA. Well, in the last 5 years, and there better be a block of wood around here somewhere, we have averaged each year, let's just say over the last 3 years, we have driven over $120 million back to our business partners, have made roughly a million calls annually with zero regulatory or corporate complaints.
Yeah, well, that's something.
That is something.
That is something. You have another business, and I'm curious about a collection we get. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're working on behalf of your clients, and I think the idea that you have to keep their brand positive is very important, because nobody wants to lose a client. Although, if the client's not paying the bills, maybe you can move on, you know, that might be the other thing. But what is account acumen? What is that?
All right, so account acumen is the other side of the house. You know, effectively, we are a full-service contact center.
Right.
That means call center. We have the telephony system that helps us inbound, outbound calls, emails. We can launch text messages. We can do chat. But account acumen is everything else, right? So we offer programs such as customer service, customer support, sales facilitation, overflow, after hours, weekends, overnights. We are 24/7.
So in other words, if I have a business and I'm running Monday through Friday, but I've got weekends off and my customer service people have got weekends off, mm-hmm. you guys are the guys that can do the rollover mm-hmm. from that phone number to your phone number, act as if you are the company,
yep.
and then attempt to either resolve those issues or point somebody in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about engaging the customers, right? So your folks in-house, you know, your workers, your employees, they deserve some much-needed time off as well. You can't imagine how burdensome it is for an organization to be able to have those phones on all day, all night. So what we do is we come in and we fill those gaps, because sometimes when let's just say a farmer's out in the field and he's got his crop to harvest, they could be working 12, 16, maybe even 24-hour days. And when they get off, there's still business that needs to be handled. Same thing with industrial commercial services, such as some of your larger HVAC or spot cooling systems out there. If, let's say, the hotel that we're sitting in, which is absolutely beautiful,
all right.
but forbid the AC unit goes out today, it's going to get real hot, and you're going to have some angry patrons staying at the hotel. Well, they would pick up the phone and contact their carrier to have a text sent out. Well, let's say, for example, they contact their local area, and they're not getting an answer. Someone over there is busy. They're handling something else. We can design programs around however the preferences would be. One of our best case examples here is that phone would ring 5 times at a local hub. If it doesn't get answered, then it's going to roll over to our staff. We have some pretty complex and what we think are very effective ways of putting together staffing models, understanding how many calls roughly on average we get per half an hour. So we put enough staff in place to make sure that we can answer that call as it rolls to us within 6 seconds. Abandon rate. Let me explain what that is. Out of 100 calls, if you miss 10 of them, that's a 10% abandon rate.
Right.
We are running less than 1% abandon rate with calls that wait more than 10 or less than 10 seconds.
Isn't technology a beautiful thing?
It certainly is.
And that is all fostered by technology, because you can set those parameters, correct?
Certainly.
Yeah, good
but,
stuff.
But outside of the technology, we really put a lot of emphasis on our people. And our people know how important it is to do their role right. They are accountable. They're engaged. They believe in what they're doing, and that just starts with the hiring process, that goes through the training process, how and what we do before we put them on the phones.
Which brings another question up. How's the employment level in your part of the world? Are you finding enough people?
Well, we are in a very advantageous situation. Mm-hmm. Located in Naperville, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago, I believe within a 20-mile radius, we have roughly 50 community colleges outside of the state and university-level higher education. So here's an example. We had a job position open the other day, mm-hmm. and within 2 days of me posting that online, no sponsorship on the ads or anything like that, we got about 200 applicants.
Yeah.
Now, of course, not all of them are going to fit
sure,
the bill,
sure.
but We do find, nowadays that the hiring and training and attrition, what we call, there's always going to be challenges there, but we are very blessed to be in the spot that we are, and we're very, very proud of the people that we have working for us today.
Joe Folletti, ladies and gentlemen, collection experts and account acumen. Final question for you, Joe. Given the economy, the economy is booming. We've never had it so good. The stock market continues to rise. Everybody's mm-hmm. swimming in money all over the United States, sort of.
Yeah, to a degree. Yeah.
So have you seen the amount of delinquencies in payment systems in delinquencies? Has that dropped, like a rock because everybody's swimming in money now?
Well, it's a little cyclical, right? So when the economy is tough and, there's money's not going around, unemployment rates through the roof, yeah, we see a little bit of a spike. But there's challenges whether the economy's booming, whether or not we're in a little bit of a lull. And we just really work off of the averages. We know to a degree on average what an industry's bad debt or DSO might look like. And we do the same thing every day despite the economic climate. And it just it gives us an opportunity to evaluate and build a strategy, build a workflow and how we action those customers. So, we keep an eye on it. We take it into account in how we go about and doing our daily thing. But, yeah, we see an influx of accounts every once in a while.
The reason I ask is home foreclosure rates are going up on a regular basis each month. And so when we report every day in the business news on how wonderful the stock market is doing, which it gained again. I mean, Netflix is up 26% in the first 13 days of trading, on the stock exchange. But yet home foreclosure rates are starting to climb. So something is inequitable somewhere along the line.
We keep a close eye on that as well. And, there's always a bit of anticipation given the history and what we've seen over the last several years. We really hope and pray for the best that we won't face similar situations, because there is, it's pretty dark times there for a while.
Yeah,
but
it is, and among lots of individuals, it still remains that way. Joe Folletti, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Appreciate the time, man. Good stuff. If you ever run out of collection things to do, you can always go on the radio.
Well, I greatly appreciate you taking the time to chat with me, Mike. It was a blast. And, if you want to take a look at us, we're collectionexpertsinc.com and accountacumen.com. Find us on Google. We should be one of the top sites. And if you're interested, give us a call. I'll be happy to chat with you personally.
And, of course, we will have links to those up on our radio blog. Thanks so very much.
Thank you.